Good evening. Welcome to shareenjoyment.com. Thank you for joining me tonight. I want to give a shout out over here to Jake Wyman for his tireless efforts on behalf of all of us. It's wonderful share. And we want to begin by dedicating the share tonight, L'Zecher U'Le'ili Nishmas, Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. And we are also tonight dedicating the shiur L'Ili Nishmas Gershon Ben Yecheskel Fayol. May his neshama have an aliyah, and we thank all our sponsors. And likewise, we of course dedicate the shiur for the zuchus of all of the hostages. May they come back home very, very soon, healthy and safe. Likewise, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect the Chayalim. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu the families of lost soldiers. And bring joy, success, and happiness to Eretz Yisrael, protection for them and for all of us all over the world. This week is Parshas Beshalach, Shabashira, very beautiful haftarah. It was a very beautiful haftarah, Shiras Devorah. But I want to focus for one moment on an event that is happening tomorrow. What is happening tomorrow? Tomorrow there is a tradition which I think over the last couple of years has become very popular. Perhaps it's become too popular. And it's a very mystical custom. And some very big experts even challenge if there's a real source for what I'm about to refer to. Parshas Beshalach, in addition to the Shira and Kriyas Yamsuf, there's also, and Milchemes Amalek, many major, major topics in this week's Parsha. But one of the topics of this week's Parsha is the Parshas Hamon, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu miraculously provided sustenance for 40 years for the Jewish people in the desert by providing them this miraculous bread called Mon. Everyone got an exact measure, and we were instructed not to take too much, not to take too little. Shabbos, we received a double portion in honor of Shabbos. And this Parsha is a very, very big parsha to learn about the power of the money. It represents Parnassah. Everyone today is extremely, I wouldn't say we're desperate, but everyone is very sensitive to making sure they can provide for their family, for themselves, for all their dependents, making sure their children are raised in a way where they understand their responsibility. They have to support themselves. And it's no easy task. Parnassah is, Chazal say, it's as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf. There was a very great holy rebbe. His name was Menachem Mendel Mirimanov. Very, very holy person. He lived in abject poverty to an extreme, like none other. And he devoted a nice part of his life to studying the depths of this parsha called Parshas Hamon. In this week's parasha, this understanding the depth behind what it's all about. He wrote a sefer on the Mon, and there's a legend, a tradition that supposedly he said, which again, many have questioned the accuracy of this statement, that Shabbos Parshas Beshalach, this week, on Tuesday, the third day of this week, which is tonight. Tonight is Tuesday, going into tomorrow. A person should see to it that he reads Parshas Hamon, Shnayim Nikra V'Echad Targum, with Kavanah, to pay close attention to read it, whether you want to read it with Shnayim Nikra V'Echad Targum, with Rashi, to spend time studying the Parsha of the Mon. And this will be for a person a merit. I don't want to use the word segula because the word segula is a word that has been abused pretty severely in our generation, but it will definitely serve as a merit for a person to succeed and have success in this matter of earning a living without, with less pain and aggravation that otherwise one would unfortunately feel and engage in without the benefit of reading the Parshas Hamon on the third day of this week, Parshas Beshalach. This is the tradition. Certainly, I don't know about you, but many people will be getting tomorrow a very, very large number of emails, WhatsApps, text messages, phone calls. Remember, don't forget to say Parshas Amon. It's Tuesday of Parshas Beshalach. Don't forget about what the Holy Rebbe Menachem Mendel Meirivanov instructed, what he revealed, that in the world of Kabbalah, if you recite Parashas Haman, you will be blessed with Parnassa. Now, honestly, I don't mean in any way, Chas V'Shalom, to belittle this sacred tradition. I don't know if it's a tradition because it only seems to have become very popular only very recently, to an extreme. And I've never heard of a person yet who claimed that they said Parashas Haman and they became wealthy. I've never heard of such a person. But, and many people who have researched this matter to its source have concluded that it's not really proven that he ever said, made such a comment. Yet, this is what people do. Doesn't harm. There's no harm done in learning about Parshas Haman, reading Psukim, learning Rashi, Unkelis, having an appreciation. So there's no harm done whatsoever in spending time and developing and learning about this. I want to bring out an idea. I always wondered about this. It's a general understanding that every day of the week corresponds to the aliyah of the parasha. In other words, there are seven aliyahs in every parasha. The parasha is broken up into seven parts. We have a tradition going back from time immemorial how to break up the parasha into seven sections. When did that, how did that come about? How to exactly break up the parasha? That's another big mystery. But for who knows, maybe even over 1,000 years, it's been pretty much etched in stone, the seven aliyahs of the parasha. And there's a tradition that the events that occur on Sunday can be found in the first aliyah of the Parashas HaShavua. The events that are happening in the world on Monday, whether it's personal, whether it's for the whole Klal Yisrael, the whole world, can be found in the second aliyah. The events of Tuesday, the third aliyah. The events of Shabbos is in the seventh aliyah. More often than not, we do not see the parallel. We don't see the connection between what it says in the aliyah of the day, how it relates to world events. However, occasionally we do. Can't say there are some very interesting examples. 9/11 took place every Parashas Nitzavim on a Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, and you open up a chumash and go to that aliyah of the day. It's just explicit. There are other examples, and even though we don't see it, if you delve into it a little bit more, it's amazing what you can find. Hafeichba, hafeichba, dekulaba. Study it, analyze it, return it. You will discover there's a message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us every single year through the Parashas HaShavua. And when we get down to the details in every aliyah, we can find in the aliyah of the day, we can find the secrets to what is happening on that day of the week. Now, with that being said, I always found it very interesting is why is it that the tradition in Klal Yisrael to say Parashas Haman is always on a Tuesday? The Parashas Haman is not the third aliyah. The Parashas Haman, in the way we break up our aliyahs, is towards the end of the parasha. It is found in the sixth aliyah. So why don't we read Parashas Haman on Yom HaShishi? Obviously, the reason why we're reading Parashas Haman this week, Nachman Rimanov, the tradition, wherever it comes from, is because in this week's parasha, Parashas Beshalach, is where the Torah tells us about the man. But the Torah tells us about the man on the sixth aliyah of the day, which would seem to direct us to read the Parashas Haman on Yom HaShishi. In fact, when people they halacha, you have to review the Sedra. Shnayim Mikra V'Yechatargam, and some are of the opinion that every single day you should do Shnayim Mikra V'Yechatargam on the aliyah of the day of the week. So the day to go over the month is the sixth day. Why Tuesday? The tradition is Tuesday. Why Tuesday? Here's the question. I like to suggest very simply, there's something very clever about telling us to read the Parsha of Leman specifically on Tuesday, because we have to go to the Aliyah of Tuesday and see what it says. And we're going to try to give some examples to understand that reading the Parsha Haman on Tuesday is the perfect counterbalance, the perfect way to keep us grounded in what it really means to relate and connect to this mystical concept of Hashem providing us with parnas. What do I mean? Let's begin. We understand that when we talk about reading the month, Parsha of the month, if you want to go to an extreme, the Torah was only given to, Chazal say, to people who eat the man. People who want to devote their lives to the study of Torah are putting themselves in a very difficult situation. It's very, very expensive to live life. It's even the bare minimum, the standards just to survive can be frightening. And even if we would apply ourselves and go out and seek a livelihood and spend the whole day, we would have what to worry about. Certainly, a person who makes a choice not to engage in the parnasa in a responsible way and instead stay in the Beis Medrash and devote himself to the study of Torah, even if being a Rebbe, a Lamed, a Kodesh, the salaries just don't do it. Yeah, Chazal say, don't worry. Don't worry. There are numerous Mamari Chazal, and they all tell us the same thing. Look at Klal Yisrael, 40 years in the desert. There was no parnasa. No one had a job. There was no agriculture. There was no land. There was no skills. There was no businesses. The Jewish people, they devoted themselves to the service of Hashem for 40 years in the desert. And Hashem provided every. When Hashem sent down every single day packs of food for every member of the family. Their clothing did not wear out. They had water, food. They had wonderful life. They were living in with Hashem. The Shekhinah was resting upon them. We all know the Mamari Chazal, Le Nitna Torah Ella Ma'ich. Sounds very, very sublime. But we know when we came into Eretz Yisrael, it all stopped. Jewish people had to go out to work the land. The month came to an end. And then the idea of the month wasn't any longer a reality as far as getting the physical month from Shemayim, but now it became a form of faith, acknowledging that even in our hashtaglos and what we do to make a living, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there to provide for us. And this can be dangerous because a person is not on a level where he is deserving that Hashem should provide for him. A person can chas v'shalom starve. It's dangerous. A person has to know how to balance his emunah of where emunah stops and where he has a duty and obligation to. The beginning of the third Aliyah of the week begins. Parashas HaShalach. The pasuk says, they are in the desert. They are fleeing Egypt. In front of them is the Yam. Behind them are the Egyptians. They're in between a rock and a hard place. There's nowhere to go. There is a dangerous, dangerous situation. And Moshe Rabbeinu gets up at this moment and he begins to daven to Hashem. Hashem, here I am, here we are, we're in the middle of nowhere. The Egyptians are about to slaughter us in front of us. We're at a dead end. What are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? And Hashem says, Yom Hashem Moshe, Matitzak Eli, Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'Yisol. Now is not the time to pray. Now is the time just to move forward. Do your hishtadlus. Proceed. Proceed forward. Let me read the Rashi. Matitzak Eli Lamadnu Shahoya Moshe Oymeidu Nisfalo. He was davening Ola Kodesh Baruch Hu Lo Eis Ata Lahar Bichitz Filu. Now is not the time to pray. She Yishol Nisuni Mitzara Dab Davaracher Matitzak Eli Olai Hadavar Tolu. It's in my hands. Velo Yolecha Dab Rel Nishol Yis. So Ein Lohem Elo Lisa. Travel. Don't just stand here and do nothing. Go forward. She'ein hayom oimid b'fnegem, k'day zuchus avos sehen v'heim, they v'emuna shaminu bi, v'yetzu l'kre alohem hayom. And we all know the Midrashim, Hashem told them, jump into the water, and when they jumped into the water, miraculously, they outsplit. Hashem, he was demanding his shtatlos. Hashem, God helps those who help. Sometimes it appears that the profession competition is impossible, and it's easy for a person to throw up his hands and say, there's no way I'm going to make it. But yet we've seen time and time again, you do the best you can, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes forward, and miraculously, you succeed. But if you just stay put, and say, Hashem, I can't do anything about this. I want it to be like in the desert. You wake up in the morning, and in your front door, there's the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, or whatever paper you read, and a package of delicious mun. And you go back outside in your slippers, take in the paper and the mun, go back home, and you're set for the day. That's all I want. That's how I want to live my life. That doesn't work. It's remarkable that we're being told tomorrow, we have a tradition, wherever this comes from, to read the parsha of the mon. Do nothing. Nothing. You devote yourself to serve Hashem. Miraculously, food, parnasa, wealth will materialize out of thin air. That's the parsha of the mon. But very cleverly, this instruction of you don't have to worry, Hashem is going to provide. It is presented on a day against a backdrop of where Hashem demands do something. Don't stand here and pray for food to come out of the sky. Daber el bnei Yisrael, the soul. Proceed. Now is not a time to pray for miracles. You've done that already. Now is a time to be clever, to be practical. Behind you, there are Egyptians. They're going to kill you. In front of you is a young. Don't worry. Just jump in. Try to maneuver. I'm telling you, I'm going to help you get through this. Hashem is giving instructions. Do your hishtalos. You will get through it. It's almost the complete opposite of the parasha Saman. Klal Yisrael did nothing. Nothing. It just came out of the sky. It could be if you were not on a high level, you had to go walk a little bit more. Chazal tell us that the tzaddikim, the mon came to the front door, the beinonim had to walk a little bit, the rishon had to walk very, very far, but everything was said and done. It was, and no one starved. The mon was there for everyone. And here we're being told, now is not a time to sit back and do nothing. Now is a time for you. Daber matitzak elai el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. It's almost like this is the perfect balance. The perfect balance is, on the one hand, that's right, it's Parshas B'Shalach. And Parshas B'Shalach is the parsha of the month. But don't get carried away. All of the Amunah that we absorb and we take in is necessary for our conduct and behavior in us doing our hishtadlus, our effort, our part together. This is a out of the ballpark home run. The two go together. The Parsha Salmon against the backdrop of Tuesday of Parshas V'Shalach, the third Aliyah of Parshas V'Shalach, which presents an astonishing pasuk, where Hashem is telling a person, "Don't daven, go forward." That's one example. There are many other examples of me when we study the parsha. For example, when the Yam, and here we learn the Kriyas Yamsuf. When the Yam split, everyone knows that the Yam split into 12 different parts. There was a custom Kriyas HaYamsuf for every Shabbat. And some learn it was even divided even more to tell us, don't look at your neighbor. Don't look, how does he make parnas? He's a doctor, he's a lawyer, he's professional, he has a business. That's not your business. Hashem provided a parnasa for him. He has his unique path in the Am. Hashem will provide for you your path in the Am. Everyone who went into the Am had a customized experience. The common denominator was a miracle. It was an open miracle. It was a miracle where we did our shtaylos, but at the end of the day, when they came out of the Am, everyone will tell you a different story. Chazal say that the Yam was really a semicircle, where in a semicircle, if you're on the edge, either you have a very long trip or a very short trip. If you're in the middle of the semicircle, then it's somewhere in the middle. There are some people that have to work harder. Some Hashem blesses and they work less. But everyone has a, there was a, Chazal said there were at least 12 parts. Everyone in this journey crossing the Yam has a different experience. In this Aliyah, we learn the difference between us and the Goyim. By the Goyim, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took off a Yosar is Oifan Markev Oisav, the wheel of their chariot. They were going on chariots, the wheel fell off. And the animals were pulling the chariots on the mud. And we can imagine the friction, the struggle, the pain. We've all been in vehicles that, you know, they don't have such good shock absorbers. And it's a rough trip. And then every once in a while, you go into a luxury vehicle and it's smooth as butter. And here in this parish of Klal Yisrael, they all the Midrashim, their journey was delightful. Whereas the Egyptians, it was a struggle, it was painful. You felt every bump on the road. And the Pasuk elaborates and says, this is the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Umar Yisrael, Vayavol, Bei Machne, Yisrael, Bei Machne Yisrael, the Malach Elokim came and separated us and them. There was a major, massive differentiation. Almost all of these psukim differentiating us and them. And this separation, this difference between us and them in this journey through the Yam, where they ultimately failed, they sunk. They got stuck. They were swallowed by the Yam. They didn't survive the trip. Whereas we came through this trip. This is a dogma. It is a mashal for parnasa. In the secular world, in the non-Jewish world, By and large, can't say everyone, life is all about money. It's all about making a living, accumulation of wealth, to enjoy this world. And that enjoyment can only come through earning, making a good living, and figuring out ways to make money and more money and more money. The examples are all over the place. It's very obvious. This, and by Klal Yisrael, that's not the way it's supposed to be. I know it's very hard to accept. It's very hard what the reality of life is. Need parnasim. It's very hard, but we all know that in the hashkafa of Klal Yisrael, parnasa is not the ikar. The ikar, the primary purpose, is to serve Hashem. Shtadlos, parnasa, but it's not front and center. We have a difficult time. We are a minority. We are only today 15 million people against the backdrop of about 8 billion people in this world. And the vast majority occupy themselves with nothing other than the pursuit of wealth. And this pasuk here tells us that we go through this journey. We're not like them. We're not like them. Our pursuit, the journey, is a journey of connecting with Hashem, being nene from the Ziv Hashchina. And it's secondary. We have to pay the bills, so we have to engage in parnasa. We can enjoy the parnasa, find satisfaction in the parnasa, but it's not the way that the Gentile world looks at parnasa. We're different. When they travel, their journey is on a wagon with square wheels. Vayinahageyu bichvedus. When we come close to Hashem, Hashem gives us the siyata d'shmaya to have a journey of pleasure, and we don't have to look at our friends and how they make parnasa. Everyone has their unique talent and skills. And there's so many different examples over here in the Pesukim which we can elaborate on their very own, can see in the words of Rashi and the Mefarshim. And he used Kriyas Yamsuf, the journey through the Yam, the difference between us and them, amongst ourselves, how each one relates to it in a unique way. This is a dogma of how to live a life in this world, and how we relate to the pursuit of wealth. So tomorrow is a very holy day. We have a tradition. It has become big, popular custom in Klal Yisrael to read this Shabbos Parashas Haman. But let's not forget, we read the Parashas Haman on Tuesday, Yom Shlishi, Hafeich ba Dekula ba Yom Shlishi. Would seem to be the complete opposite of what everything it says in Parashas Haman, beginning with the words, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Matitzak Eli. What are you praying to me for this? Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisol. Go to work. What do you think this is? Man's going to come out of the sky? What are you going to sit down and you're going to read the Parasha? Travel. The biggest school for to make a parnasa is to go to work. That's what the host would say in yeshiva. But on the other hand, there's the parasha of someone. They're two sides of one coin. Together, it's a home run. Then we all merit to see the siyata d'shmaya and everything that we do. Shemerit success, your shemayim, bracha, nachas, and a good parnasa, a successful parnasa, parnasa of shefa, bracha, mali Hashem kol. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. Have a good night. All the best, everyone.